Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
In Odyssey Station.
Describe kind of the energy in the building right now.
It's exciting, right? I mean, I think, again, we all, you know, the guys who were here understand how we ended last year, and you know, no one wants to be home in January during that time, and we understand that we got to first get to know each other, you know, especially the new guys that are added in, and then from there we gotta start hitting the ground running and start fast this year.
TJ Edwards, one of the winners of the Brian Piccolo Award.
Yes, Darnell Wright was the other one, because you take a veteran and you take a rookie, and if they're exemplifying what Brian Piccolo stood for, then they get an award, and it's very nice because
service to the community.
Yeah, because he was the veteran, and Gale Sayers was the rookie.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen Brian's song?
So I have not, because everybody says you're gonna cry.
It's gonna mess you up. Like, the first one. Don't watch the second one.
There's a second one.
There was a remake.
Oh no!
It's a bad choice.
James Caan all the way.
You should watch the first one because it has Doug and OB in it.
Actual Doug and OB.
Yeah, like OB, like playing them. They're playing themselves. OB got a line, right?
I think so. Something like, are they at the cafeteria?
Yeah,
Doug. Get a tray so you can get your lunch. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to OB.
Oh, he's a treasure.
He really is.
Yeah, that's something that I was warned about as a young sports fan, as a teenager growing up in Texas.
But is that movie?
Don't watch Brian's song, you will cry a lot.
You will cry. And I think it's only like 75 minutes long.
I love that. It was made for TV, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. You know, back when those were the great times, like with the Thornbirds and Roots and all the great miniseries.
Another remaking Shogun. Roots was a point. Roots we... You everybody
Roots
watched.
Was the actual great one.
That was the monoculture. Everyone watched. The whole world watched Roots.
And then there were some questions.
Shogun.
Oh, really?
About Alex Haley's.
Interesting.
Was that actually your bloodline? Or
that's why.
Were like, you making up tales?
That's the difficult part. When you learn about history in the 70s in books, like that's tricky.
It is. It's tricky to rock around. Anyway. Let's get back to the on-the-field stuff. And Studs did a great job of bringing it back up, because our initial reaction to it yesterday was like, Dan and I both wrote down a phrase that Ryan Pohl said about where this team is at. So if you're thinking about being a draftee of the Bears, guess what? It's not going to be easy.
Things shift and change as you go along. It's going to be hard to make this team now. It's going to be really hard to make this team. That doesn't mean you don't want more shots later. We'll always you know, welcome a lot of picks, but it doesn't force you to panic about the situation we're in right now with how many picks we have. So it fits our roster, but it also fits kind of like we just talked about, the current status of this draft and then moving forward what next year looks like as well.
It's going to be hard to make this team now. If that's where you're at, that's a really good thing.
So you're a playoff team.
Well, wait, there's more. This kind of gives us a glimpse into the idea of an ending of one thing and a beginning of another.
The job's never done, but we have had those conversations, and it does put a smile on your face in terms of the work that we've done. Like, I feel like we've done a good job getting the roster where it is. It makes me feel really fortunate about some of the things that happened to allow us to build the roster maybe a little bit more efficiently than if everything was kind of flat. So it's something to be proud of, but at the same time, you know, the job's not done. I've talked about it before. On paper, it's on paper. Like, you got to play, you got to win games in this league. That's what it comes down to. But we have taken the time just to, for a second, not long, but and we're proud of where we've come from.
Okay. So is it now fair? Jason Leisure wrote about this in the Sun-Times today. Is it now fair for everyone involved to go, oh, we have now transitioned out of the rebuilding, and now it's competitive window time? Is that fair?
I mean, yes. He did that himself with the quarterback clock to me.
And with the Montez Sweat deal, right? The Raheem-y doctrine.
Look at the contract lengths.
Yeah, it's the contract length of your most talented player. So, to me, sure. But, however, look at your offensive line, knowing the injuries you have. Is that really the truth? That the roster...
It would be hard for a really good offensive lineman to make this team. I don't think it would be hard for a good center or a good left tackle to make this team.
Yeah. Or, I mean, I hate to say it, also right guard, right? Like, we don't know the availability. I hope Nate Davis has a better season. But that was immediately where my mind went.
I said yesterday that when you say it's going to be tough to make this team, you're a playoff team. Because if your team is tough to make, that means you're good. That means you're talented. Prove it.
I do expect them to be at least a 9-win, if not 10-win team. But it's also hard to say, you have a rookie quarterback, you're not rebuilding. Those two things don't go together in my football brain.
I wonder what went into some of the conversations with Caleb Williams about that. Because what they're asking, it's a very different ask. If they're at, they might not be, but if the idea is you're in the competitive window, that's something that is unique for a one of one going to a team. Usually they're the team that's drafting one isn't in a position to ask one of one, we're competing. We're sorry that you're a rookie, but you better hit the ground running because we're in our window. And how does that change the way that you evaluate the quarterback? Are there things about Caleb that you now maybe feel more comfortable than the other quarterbacks in regards to he's going to hit the ground running and compete right now?
Well, that was the question that people were asking on social media when Justin Fields got traded, is how good do you think this guy is? Because you basically said you think that he better be good. You traded away your insurance policy. And I got the nuance there when people purposefully did not. But you've told us in so many words, this is it for us. This is a blank cutting time.
So the other thing that I'm stuck with, and it's something that I'll continue to monitor as the season goes on, and the hope is that everything's fine and that there aren't any problems. I keep coming back to, is this a fair ask of Caleb Williams?
I've been saying this for months. Like, hey, quarterback, fix everything.
There's nothing we're hearing from the team to tell us it's not.
You're right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And that's what I mean about, like, the evaluations, Dan. Like it's more than just, can this guy grow into a prospect? And it's like, we got to go right now. Can he drive? Can you drive stick? Yeah, come on, we're going.
And by the way, we're driving mountain ranges, Cole. Maybe it's not the Rockies. We'll start you with the Appalachians, but you're still driving on a mountain range on a stick.
Or we're in downtown San Francisco.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Well, then you're just...
That's like Super Bowl level.
But it's possible that he is not equipped. It remains absolutely possible that, like, Oh, yeah.
Remember when we were talking about how hard it is for rookie quarterbacks to succeed?
But that's why I talk about the lines, too. The actual lines. We still have questions in the middle of this defensive line. We still have questions on the offensive line. We argue that there are upgrades that are available to make.
And just to remind people, I thought this was a really compelling piece of statistical data. Himbo from ESPN had this. Here's what he put together. He is judging hit or miss based upon whether the player signed a second contract with the team that drafted him. Okay?
Good call. Okay? I like it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is from the last 20 drafts. The highest hit rate is the center position, 92%. Then offensive,
safety, right?
Then offensive tackle at 59%.
Out of necessity, though, with that one, I think, because of the price and free agent market. But yes, go on.
Guard
at
50%. Linebacker at 48%, and then we get to quarterback at 46% hit rate. Now,
Bucs are a good example.
Yeah, but we can look at the 2021 draft class and go, look at all those failures from this, using this as the rubric. Look at all of those failures right there, and that's just first round picks that we're talking about. The hits of the quarterbacks over the last 20 drafts is 26 out of 56 quarterbacks.
Yeah, and that's when I agree with the people who say the league has a quarterback evaluation problem.
The thing with safeties, Dan, is that they'll just replace them.
Right, that you don't need to necessarily pay them because they're a dime a dozen, especially for the box safety.
Which
34%.
Stinks,
but you have
we
a,
saw
but,
that with this free agent safety class.
However, you have a relatively high floor at the position. But the reward for that is interchangeability.
Oh, by the way, would you like to know what ended up last in hit rate?
Running back.
Wide receiver.
Wow.
27%. So as much as we're sitting there going, here's Caleb Williams, go get Roma Dunze, something to keep in mind.
Look at Darnell Mooney.
I think that's a volume discussion, though, more so than it is a success with your current team discussion. That's because the wide receiver position is so plentiful. Like, you can reinvest in the draft and be confident about what you're getting.
Well, look at the Bears' own issues with drafting wide receivers and them getting a second contract. Like Dan said, Darnell Mooney, and it's a fifth-round pick. But Velus ain't getting a second contract. It's going to be hard for Velus to make this team.
I don't think Chase Claypool is either. That's just my expert opinion here. But, you know, that's why they pay me the big bucks.
That's a good
to speculate about
right
that
there.
One. Yep. That's it.
These are interesting times for your Chicago Bears. The fact is, we were asking, why? Why would they be announcing a stadium boondoggle, a cash grab for public money the day before they draft Caleb Williams? And now we know. Because all of the expensive comms experts that they've hired, and we know their names, we know the lobbyists, we know the names of everybody involved with both the White Sox and the Bears.
Well, Dan, I'd like for you to whiteboard that, because the three of us might know the names.
I don't know the names of the lobbyists. All I saw was a source quoted.
Could you share how we know these people, along with saying that we know them? Because I think that that's valuable to people as they're trying to make up their minds about how all of this should work.
The Shia Kappos of Politico has some of the names here in the Politico Illinois playbook. Today's the big reveal for how the Bears plan to move ahead with a new domed stadium in Chicago. They hope their announcement builds excitement on the lakefront a day ahead of the NFL draft. But the Bears are getting pushback before they're even out of the gate. Tribune reports the project would cost $4.6 billion, with half of it coming from public financing. A person familiar with the Bears' plan says the public financing number isn't that high.
Uh-huh.
And former Governor Pat Quinn is holding his own press conference today, calling for a voter referendum to approve any public financing. What we know so far, the Bears hope to build on their current property. There are discussions that the Chicago Fire, which also play at Soldier Field, would move to a refurbished Sox park because the White Sox want to build a new stadium in the 78. Got it? The Bears and the White Sox are looking to tell a new story in Chicago ahead of the Democratic National Convention in August. Instead of talking about the Bears and Sox possibly leaving the city, they hope national media will focus on the pro teams ramping up in Chicago. Working behind the scenes, along with the McCaskey family, the Bears have enlisted a new team of lobbyists who are well-versed in how Springfield operates. Lisa Duarte, Darren Collier, Heather Weir Vaught, Jim Morphew, Kevin Morphew, Jim's son, Craig Willard, and Jay Curtis. Handling comms are Tara Cooper and Dennis Culleton, and Alex Sims is working comms on the city side. You know the name Dennis Culleton because he has been the Ricketts family spokesperson. He has been in charge of everything Ricketts family, Hickory Street Partners, all of that.
And Lisa Duarte has spent a lot of time in front of news cameras. She sat on a lot of panels, especially around the election. So she's also very versed in how the things go on here in the City Beautiful.
This is Politico. City Hall supports the plan. Mayor Brandon Johnson's advisor, Jason Lee, has been involved in talks with Bears Chief Operations Officer Karen Murphy and others. For the White Sox, owner Jerry Reinsdorf has enlisted John Kelly, a longtime advisor and confidant, and John Daly Jr. as lead lobbyists. Also on Reinsdorf's team, the lead attorney is Michael Delgado, who specializes in working with private sector clients in government practice areas. Kurt Bailey, we've heard his name before, heads the Chicago office of Related Midwest, the developer behind the proposed $7 billion South Loop project. Springfield lobbyist Ron Holmes, any relation, represents Related.
Maybe.
And Terry Savarese, longtime right hand of Jerry Reinsdorf, the senior VP of stadium ops for the White Sox, would oversee the building of the new park. Both teams want to extend the current bonds that help fund their stadiums. That's why lobbying matters, as lawmakers will have to decide whether to allow that funding to continue. Watch for the construction trade unions to support the project.
And Karen Murphy was one of the people that got promoted upward to the vice presidents. Like when they did that hiring of 9 or 10 people at the Bears, she's one of the executives that got put to the forefront.
Hi, yeah, who's representing us? Who's representing the ones who are paying for this?
Bernstein, Holmes, and Rahimi, 10-2 on the score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.